life lost. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Police say the third victim of a church shooting in Alabama has died. It comes after a gunman opened fire at a benefit dinner at a church in Vestavia Hills, Alabama, Thursday, killing now a total of three elderly people.
The suspect is currently in custody at the Vestavia Hills Police Department and will remain here while warrants for capital murder are issued later today.
Vestavia Hills Police Captain Shane Ware. Meanwhile, former President Trump speaks at the Faith and Freedom Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, Friday afternoon, summing up his view of the nation as he weighs his political future.
We don't have a border. We don't have free and fair elections. We don't have a country. We believe that the first duty of government is to protect and defend the interests of our own citizens. In other words, we have to put America first.
Mr. Trump's appearance comes as his former advisor, Peter Navarro, pleads not guilty on two counts related to the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol riot.
Navarro has refused to comply with a subpoena issued by the Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot. He has claimed executive privilege. The Justice Department indicted Navarro earlier this month following a referral from the committee. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And after unprecedented flooding forces officials to evacuate Yellowstone National Park, Montana's governor says they are working to reopen the popular destination.
Rainfall combined with fast snowmelt caused flooding in northwest Montana. The severity of the flooding prompted officials to evacuate Yellowstone National Park this past week.
We have basements filled with mud. We've had homes washed away. We've had bridges that have been washed away. But we're committed to rebuild this.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte notes it's not just Yellowstone Park that is impacted, but he had a message to would-be visitors to the park who heard about the flooding.
We're open. You got to come. There's so much to do in Montana.
President Biden signed a disaster declaration this week for the state.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Jill Biden says parents and teachers must speak up and demand that Congress pass gun safety measures following recent deadly mass shootings in Texas and New York State. The First Lady addressed the National PTA convention being held near Washington on Friday and said it's up to Congress to act. She also says there are no excuses for nothing changing. Democratic and Republican senators are working to finalize details of a gun violence compromise in time for a possible vote next week. Meanwhile, attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers have Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill calling for Attorney General Merrick Garland's resignation.
Following dozens of these attacks across the country against pro-life organizations and churches, the FBI says it's taking action. Quote, the FBI is investigating a series of attacks and threats targeting pregnancy resource centers and faith-based organizations across the country. The FBI takes all threats seriously, and we will continue to work closely with our law enforcement partners and will remain vigilant to protect our communities. Senator Tom Cotton writing Biden's attorney general saying he should resign over the Justice Department's inaction on those 50 attacks across the country in just recent weeks. In his letter, Cotton writes, quote, if you are unwilling to protect Americans from these attacks, you should resign. Although, in my opinion, you should resign in any case.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. Plus, two men in Central Florida arrested following a confrontation with a pair of teenagers in a Sanford neighborhood.
The teenager telling the cops he was a guest inside the gated community when one of the suspects turned aggressive, attacking him with one man throwing a boulder through the backseat window of the Mercedes he was driving. He and the passenger letting police know they were fearing for their lives. But the men, who are neighbors, claim the driver was speeding. While home surveillance video appears to show the car moving fast around a circle with a passenger leaning out the window. Deputies arresting 61-year-old Howard Hughes and 52-year-old Donald Corsi, hitting both with a slew of charges, including property damage, criminal mischief.
That's Fox's CJ Papa reporting. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.